So we're coming into half term. We're coming into the last week of the Fringe, and this is where the children get a chance. And this is why Crackers Strikes Again is a show that I'd like to talk to. So I am with...
Alexi Parkin.
And...
Dominique Green.
Who are in costume. I can definitely see a mad professor, and I think I can see somebody... I'm not sure if you're in pantomime outfit, but you've got a gun, so I better be careful what I say. But tell us about Crackers Strikes Again.
Well, I'm the evil Dr. Crackers... And I am a baker. I'm a very good baker. I'm very, very good at what I do. And I'm going to take over this little town. Nobody will get in my way. Nobody is going to stop me.
Now you can come out of character now, because that was frightening. Now tell us a little bit about the show from the point of view of a theatre maker.
Now, Crackers Strikes Again is a show specifically for kind of 3 to 10, 12-year-olds. I mean, there's lots in there for adults. Everyone who comes will be thoroughly entertained. It's a...
It's a panto-esque show, and we're performing it from Tuesday the 26th of May until Friday the 29th of May at the Lantern Theatre, and it's £5 for all the tickets, and under 2-year-olds go free, and it's at 1 o'clock, doors open at 12:30.
I think I've been a bit unfair on Leckie, because Leckie does slapstick. I've seen him. He doesn't talk slapstick. But, you know, what is it about slapstick and kids' stuff that, you know, still can make children who watch loads of telly, you know, light up with laughter?
I think the live element always is just really engaging and striking to people. And it's just fun, basically. And it's live and it's in front of you. And I think even if you are... just sucked into video games and various digital devices, still there's such an important thing that our performers can engage with an audience in you know, true pantomime style, with lots of come on, help us kids and people involving the audience in the action on the stage.
So how much of this is going to be improvised and how much is tightly scripted?
I think most of it is scripted, but we have a lot of freedom. The director, Sally Davis, has given us a lot of freedom to improv wherever need be, with lots of interaction with the children as well. So we have, it changes from day to day, from show to show, depending on how the kids and the adults react to the show.
Are you allowed to enjoy it while you're doing it, or is there a deeply sad clown inside you while you're performing?
I think it's essential to enjoy it whilst doing it. If I didn't enjoy it, I don't think I would do it.
Right. So the tears of the clown, you know, they're not in the performance.
No. Hopefully not.
And how did you guys cook up your ideas?
Well, it's the brainchild of Sally Davis of Whiz Bang Pop, who is a children's theatre, children's entertainer. They do lots of children's parties. Dominique could tell you more about that.
So this is a show born from, you know, going out to people's homes.
Well, Whiz Bang Pop is also an entertainment company. So as I work as there as a party entertainer. And so Sally writes lots of shows for kids aimed towards children. She does pantomime over Christmas. And then this is kind of a rewrite of a panto-esque show, basically. And so it's all to do with the children and entertaining children, as well as having elements for the adults in there as well, so they enjoy it as well.
Final question to Leckie. Leckie, I saw you in a show called Lost in Transit last year. What's it about you and being in shows where you're chased or chasing?
I don't know. It's quite interesting. It just seems to have happened like that. I don't think that I engineered it. I think maybe the world has engineered it for me.
It's your signature, isn't it?
It seems to be becoming that way, like a Latsy, I think the word is, yes.
So that's Crackers Strikes Again, that's happening at the Lantern Theatre.
Yes.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much, both of you.